An attorney for LSU Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jaden Daniels sent a cease and desist letter to LSU asking the school to stop using his name, image, and likeness after the Tigers issued his number 5 jersey to sophomore cornerback DJ Pickett. Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says he has a point.
Based on history, it's just kind of understood. There's only 3 Heisman winners, and the first 2 Heisman winners, their jersey's never been worn by another player. So Jaden and his people have a strong argument.
Coach Lane Kiffin said Pickett was promised the number 5 by the previous coaching staff. President Trump signed an executive order that calls for the spacing out of childhood vaccines. Dr. Corey Hebert with the LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine says this may pave the way for them to be available separately.
People have been wanting to have these separated for a while. I mean, I have patients that come to me and said, I want them separated. I'm like, well, I can't really separate them because I can't get them that way yet.
Public health experts say spacing out the shots could leave a child susceptible to a vaccine-preventable disease. WWNO Public Radio in New Orleans has published a report that U.S. Senate Republican candidate and Congresswoman Julia Letlow purchased stock in Meta after signing a non-disclosure agreement regarding the company's plans to build a massive AI data center in Richland Parish. Letlow is the favorite to win the Senate race over Democrat Jamie Davis. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says this story certainly raises red flags, but it's not enough for Letlow to lose a lot of supporters.
Voters that she is going after are already pretty cynical. If you look at what the president has been doing in terms of his use of his office in order to enrich himself.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick on TIX FM.